This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A U.S. brokered three-day ceasefire between Sudan's warring generals seems to be holding despite sporadic clashes after previous ceasefires quickly failed. Michael Atit reports from Khartoum.
Civilians ventured out to buy food and supplies on Tuesday or packed into vehicles to flee the city, seeking safer places to wait out the clashes which began on April 15th. Evacuation of diplomatic mission from Khartoum continued for a third day. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan said in a statement that some 700 UN and international non-governmental organization staffers and their dependents have reached Port Sudan by road. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
U.S. President Joe Biden's national security team is continuing to talk to military leaders from both sides of the Sudan conflict to support a durable end to fighting there, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre said on Tuesday.
The United States is coordinating with regional and international partners and Sudanese civilian stakeholders to assist in the creation of a committee to oversee the negotiation, conclusion, and implementation of a permanent ceasefire of hostilities.
The UN Refugee Agency is making plans for hundreds of thousands of people spilling over Sudan's borders to escape violence, officials said on Tuesday, many of them forced to places they have already fled from. The Taliban have killed an Islamic State militant who was the quote-unquote mastermind behind a suicide attack at Kabul's International Airport in 2021 that killed 13 U.S. troops and scores of civilians during the United States' chaotic evacuation from the country, U.S. officials said on Tuesday.